If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. What a joy to greet you again today in the lovely name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We here at Worth Baptist Church are rejoicing in the wonderful things God is doing for us week after week. The month of December began in a tremendous way last week with some 728 people answering the roll call to study God's Word in the Sunday School Hour. We were privileged to have some 4 people added to our church, and the spirit of revival prevails continually in the services of our church. We'd like to take this moment to acquaint you with the ministry of Worth Baptist Church. We will soon be celebrating our 23rd anniversary. Worth Baptist Church is an independent, fundamental, Bible-believing church where the gospel is proclaimed and where souls are being saved and where God is blessing. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock. We would like to invite you and your family to come and study God's Word with us in the Sunday School Hour today. We have a class for every member of your family, for every age and every grade level. We have but one textbook in the Sunday School of Worth Baptist Church, and that is the Bible. We believe the Bible is the inspired, infallible Word of God, containing the answers to the problems and perplexities that face you in your individual life today. So come and study with us the Word of God at 10 o'clock today. Our Sunday morning worship service begins at 11. And our Sunday evening worship hour is at 7. All of these services have been planned to meet your spiritual needs. We invite you to share with us today in the services of worship at Worth Baptist Church. The motto of the Sunday School of Worth Baptist Church is teaching the whole Bible to the whole Sunday school to enlighten the whole family to the whole truth. Our Sunday school theme for this Sunday school year is building for Christ as we build for eternity. We are now in the process of building a new church on Loop 820 and Campus Drive, adjoining the properties of the Fort Worth State School. We covet your prayers in the progress of this building as God continues to bless. Meanwhile, at our present location, 3309 Wilbarger Street, we would be happy to have you visit with us for the services today. Next Sunday is a very important day with us because next Sunday is Family Day. Sunday, December the 19th, it's Christmas Sunday, it's Family Day, and it is the day that we receive our annual Christmas mission offering. We trust that you'd be in prayer about these things, and as we said last Sunday, you're looking for a place to invest your missionary dollar, we would invite you to invest it in our Christmas mission offering that will be helping more than 80 missionary families around the world. We would like to hear from you by mail this week. Our mailing address is Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. And don't forget, 1 week from today, December the 19th is Family Day. What a wonderful opportunity in the Christmas season to get the family together for family worship. Bring your whole family and share the blessings of God with us on Family Day, 1 week from today, here at Worth Baptist Church. And again, we would invite you to write us if you would like a cassette tape of today's message. Simply write to Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. The zip code is 76119. In the meanwhile, come and visit with us today at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, Christ the Apostle and High Priest of Our Profession. I shall read to you from the book of Hebrews, chapter 3. But before I read the scripture, I want you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, as we bow before Thee today, again we thank Thee for the privilege of voicing the gospel over this radio station. We thank Thee for every listener. It would be our prayer that the Holy Spirit would direct the message to every heart. There are those who are in dire circumstances, physically, financially, economically, spiritually, psychologically, whatever their needs are in this hour, we pray that the Holy Spirit would bless them and strengthen them and encourage them. May this message be an inspiration to them in this hour. Bless our senior citizens, those in the rest homes, those who are unable to be out to public worship today. We pray that the blessings of our Lord would be upon them in this hour. There are those who have experienced tragedy in their homes this week, the loss of loved ones, or some perplexing problem, some difficulty that has come upon them. They're lonely and sad and heartbroken, and I pray that somehow, some way, the Holy Spirit would use this broadcast to encourage and comfort them in these moments. This is our prayer, and these are our petitions, and we ask them all in Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake, and with thanksgiving, amen. And now in the book of Hebrews, chapter 3, I begin reading at verse 1. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus, who was faithful to him that appointed him, as also Moses was faithful in all his house. For this man was counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he who hath builded the house hath more honor than the house. For every house is builded by some man, but he that built all things is God. And Moses verily was faithful in all his house as a servant for a testimony of those things which were to be spoken after. But Christ, as a son over his own house, whose house are we, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end. My message is entitled, Jesus Christ, the Apostle and High Priest of our profession. An apostle was one who was sent on a special mission. In no other case was one sent on the mission as was Jesus Christ. The mission of our Lord Jesus Christ into the world was to redeem mankind. God sent him to redeem us. The Bible tells us in John 3:16, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. This is the mission of Jesus Christ into the world, to bring salvation to all men, for all men everywhere can believe, can trust, and can be saved. As our high priest, he's our mediator. We read in 1 Timothy chapter 2, at verse 5, There is one God, and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. Notice the Word of God says there is one God. I say to you, there is one God and only one God. Love Him. There is one God and only one God. Serve Him. There is one God and only one God. Trust Him. There is one God and only one God. Worship Him. And there is only one mediator between God and you, and that one is Jesus Christ, the high priest of our profession. The Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 2, at verse 17, Wherefore in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. As our high priest, then, he has made reconciliation for us. We read further in the book of Hebrews, chapter 4, at verse 14, concerning our high priest. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. This, my friend, is Jesus Christ, our mediator, our apostle, our high priest, who has passed into the heavens and is now at the right hand of God to make intercession for you. Do you have a need, a burden, a problem, a prayer to pray? Then go to God through Jesus Christ, who is the only mediator. The only one who can bear your petitions to God is Jesus Christ, and you dare not try to approach God apart from Him. Listen again to the words of the Apostle Paul and his admonition in verse 1 of Hebrews chapter 3. Paul says, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession. The word consider means to look attentively at. It means to examine. It means to ponder, to study, to estimate, to calculate, to regard, to esteem, to contemplate. So Paul is saying to us, look attentively at Jesus Christ. Examine Him. Study Him. Analyze Him. My question is this. How can we, mortal, finite beings with limited minds, ever undertake such a mammoth and exhausting task as considering Jesus Christ? Where do we begin? Where do we end? It's like trying to dip the ocean dry with a thimble. It's like trying to darken the sun with a blowtorch. It would be like trying to pull all the stars out of their sockets with a fish hook. No artist can capture His glory on canvas. No poet can set to rhyme His majestic beauty. And no orator can ever speak all of the goodness, the glory, the grace, the love, the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ. And yet we are going to attempt by the Holy Spirit to look at three points of view concerning the apostle and high priest of our faith, who is Jesus Christ. In the first place, let us consider His pre-incarnation. Who and what was Jesus before coming to this world? The Bible says in John 17:5, that He was the Lord of glory. The Bible says in John 17:24 that He was loved of the Father. We read in Titus 1:2 that He was the great life giver. It is written in Hebrews 1:10 that He was the layer of the foundation of the earth. And in the book of the Revelation, chapter 13 at verse 8, we read that Jesus Christ was the Lamb of God who was slain before the foundation of the world. So, my friend, when we consider the pre-incarnation, the pre-existent glory of our Lord Jesus Christ, we see who He was and what He was and where He was and what He was doing. This is the pre-incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ, the apostle and high priest of our profession. Then in the second place, we will consider His presentation. First, He was presented in His divine articulation. The word articulation means to pronounce distinctly, to give clear and effective utterance to a thought. God was thinking about man. Jesus Christ came to articulate the very thought process of God. We read in Hebrews 1:1-2, God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by His Son. Now, Jesus Christ articulated the very essence of God. Jesus Christ expressed to us clearly and effectively all that God wanted us to know. Jesus said, He that hath seen Me hath seen the Father. Jesus said, I and the Father are one. I am come forth from the bosom of the Father. So Jesus Christ is presented to the world in the Bible as the divine articulation of God. Not only that, but he's presented in his divine architecture. I read further in verse 2 of Hebrews 1, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. We read in John 1 and verse 3 that Jesus Christ made everything. He created all things, and without him there was nothing made that was made. Jesus Christ is the great architect of the universe. In Psalm 8:3, the psalmist said, when I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the sun, what is man that thou art mindful of him? Jesus Christ made this great universal system, and all of the billions of stars and all of the thousands and millions of galaxies that fill our heavens. They were all made by the hand of Jesus Christ. He alone was the great architect of the universe. Not only that, but he built the earth upon which we live. Have you considered the beauty of the earth? The flowing streams, the oceans, the mountains, the grass, the flower, all of these beautiful things, magnificent as they are, were made by Jesus Christ. And then he built the Bible. Oh, have you considered the majesty of the Word of God? The poet said, within this ample volume lies the mystery of mysteries. Happiest they of human race, to whom their God hath given grace, to read, to fear, to hope, to pray, to lift the latch, to force the way. But better had they ne'er been born, that read to doubt or read to scorn. Yes, Jesus Christ built the Bible. Not only that, but he built mankind. The psalmist said, I am wonderfully and fearfully made. And my friend, Jesus Christ made this body. If your body is writhing in pain, if you have disease, if you have physical problems, remember this. Jesus Christ is the great architect of your body, and you can go to God through him and ask God's blessings upon your body in this hour. Oh, my friend, here's a happy note. Not only did Jesus Christ build the universe and the earth and the Bible and man, but he is now building heaven. I read it in John chapter 14 at verse 1. Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Jesus said he had gone to prepare, to build a place for you. That place is called heaven, and he is now building it for every born-again believer. Not only that, but our Lord Jesus was presented in his divine atonement. In verse 3 of Hebrews 1, we read that when he by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Jesus Christ alone purged your sins and mine on the cross in his own body. Peter put it this way, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness. Remember, he did it alone. By himself he purged our sins. God did not ask for our help. God did not need our help. God did not want our help. God did not use our help. Alone, Jesus Christ purged our sins through the sacrifice of himself upon the cross. In the third place, let us consider his preeminence. In Colossians 1:18, Paul says that he might have the preeminence in all things. Here in Hebrews 1. We have already read several verses that set forth the preeminence of Christ. Let me share with you quickly five ways that Jesus Christ is preeminent. Number one, he is preeminent in his person. He is the Son of God. Number two, he is preeminent in his possessions. Hebrews 1:2 says he is the heir of all things. He owns everything. So in his possessions, he does indeed have the preeminence in this hour. Number three, He is preeminent in His performance. The Bible says He made the worlds, Hebrews 1:2. Jesus Christ made everything, and in His performance as the Creator, as the Redeemer, as the Consummator of all things, He, in His performance, is preeminent. In the fourth place, He is preeminent in His power. The Bible says He upholds all things by the word of His power. No one but no one has the power of Jesus Christ. He Himself said, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth, and only Jesus Christ can move the universe. It is only by His power that all of these things are held together. It is only by His power that you're living today, because the Bible says in Him we live and move and have our being." In the fifth place, our Lord Jesus Christ is preeminent in His permanency. All of these things are going to pass away. Your gold, your silver, your home, your car, everything in the earth will one day deteriorate. It will one day pass away. But the Bible says in Hebrews 1:11 that Jesus Christ will be forever. He shall never pass away. Oh, my friend, He's the Savior of the world. He's the ruler of all mankind. One day our Lord Jesus will be preeminent when He comes to reign from the throne of David in the city of Jerusalem over all the earth. Let me ask you a question today. Does Jesus Christ have the preeminence in your life? Is He the Lord and Master of your life? Do you know Him today? I have this footnote and I shall be through. The apostle and high priest of our profession is waiting to answer your prayer, to strengthen your heart, and to transform your life. All you need do is come to God by Him in this moment. Right by your radio, you can reach God through Jesus Christ, the apostle and high priest of our profession. If you would like to know more about it, come and visit with us at Worth Baptist Church today. Call us on the phone or write us at Post Office Box 15141. Fort Worth, Texas. Until next Lord's Day at the same time, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.